My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will Davin be in his scammer Belinda's other Facebook page? And will they have a video chat? Listen and enjoy.
So, last week, I was talking to Mavis Mills, Dick Eldorado, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's estranged girlfriend.
Yes.
And
Joe is pouting.
I was talking to Mavis, and we did another game of Interrogate the Scammer, a favorite game here on the Den. And because remember, there's these fake profiles that are linked to her and Belinda and everything.
Yeah.
And she had said that she made them, so we picked up there. And I said, and so she said she made him, and then she said she didn't make him, and then she made him, she didn't make him, then I got to go buy.
She crumbled under the pressure.
She kind of melted.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
She wilted. She fell.
She smushed like a s'more.
Now, when I last spoke to my girlfriend,
yes,
Belinda, which was March 22nd.
Wow.
March 22nd, I had revealed to her that I had found a fake profile linked to her cousin, Ishmael.
Oh.
Remember this. You don't remember this?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, no.
Yes, yes. Remember I found the fake profile. I said, well, maybe the scammers have stolen it because it's your cousin's name, but it's this guy that all the scammers use. It's a very kind of, right. I revealed that on the last show.
Okay.
So that was March 22nd. We pick up again. And then she had a, then after a little bit, she wasn't feeling well, so she had to go.
Bye.
I was concerned. She goes, and I wrote her, remember, I wrote her a nice little story because I've been fighting with her and everything. She wanted me to write her a story, so I wrote her a story.
Yes.
March 26th. There's quite the absence. Belinda's gone for a while.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's gone for a while.
Wait a minute. What was the, what's the time span between the two?
22nd.
Yeah.
To March 26th.
Wow.
Unlike Belinda.
No, very unlike.
They might be reforming the structure of this business venture. Let's see, shall we?
They were working on their mission statement.
They certainly were. March 26th. I go, hey, stranger. She goes, how are you doing? I go, okay, I was worried about you. She goes, thanks, but I'm okay. I go, you left me on Friday saying you were not feeling well, and then I never heard back from you. She goes, yeah, I was not feeling fine, but I'm well now. I go, is everything okay between us? She goes, yeah, but do you think there's something wrong with us, or you think I didn't come online because I was avoiding you? I go, I know you've been mad at me. I know I have caused unnecessary drama and stress. I know you've not invited me to your main page. Remember, I had found the other Facebook page.
Yes, with the family and stuff.
Mm-hmm. She goes, you have caused drama and stress. But what main page are you talking about?
Oh, God.
I go, Prisca Abbey, your local page, as you call it. She goes, well, I will invite you after the vid chat. I go, I wanted to talk to you about that. Why after? If you wish me out of your life, you can simply unfriend me. She goes, where's this coming from? You've been really pushing for this. If you want me out of your life, just say the word, and I'll be out of here. I go, no, it's quite the opposite. I still want to vid chat, but things have changed. For the better. Though I was feeling a bit better on Saturday, I still feel very positive about us. She goes, so what are you trying to say now? I go, okay.
What are you trying to say now?
I go, okay, I guess I'll lay it all out there. I am a bit hurt that you have never invited me to your Prisca page. It does hurt to see you add all those guys. I mean, I told you you would be better off with somebody in Ghana, but it does not mean it doesn't hurt to see. Just wish if that was your intention that you would tell me. I never heard from you in regards to my apology photo or even my little story that I made just for you. They were genuine attempts to heal some of the damage I did. She goes, I know, and I really appreciate your photo and the story, but I was quite hurt you calling the people I care about scammers. Just because I changed my identity once doesn't mean my family's a bunch of scammers.
Oh. Really? Your cousin Ishmael? Really? Really? Really?
The dude I saw on video chat?
Yeah. Yeah. Seems to be the family business.
Thanks, Rabbi. She goes, that really hurt me, but I forgave you, and I thought your intentions were good. But that was not the reason why I didn't come online. It was absolutely a different reason. She goes, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Kasha has to take her bath. That's the daughter.
Yeah, sure.
She goes, see you soon. Let's talk when I'm back. I go, okay. I go, you were online at some point. I want to talk to you about the family scamming thing. It is important, so come back, okay? It has made me realize something important.
I want to talk about this family business.
Sure, how can
I
get in?
How do I get in?
Yeah. I think I'll be good. I know I would be good at this book.
I know. I would
it's
roll.
A good thing I'm working for good instead of evil because I'd have all your monies. She goes, okay, well, we'll be back. She goes, okay. I go, okay, I see things differently now. Better. Clearer. She goes, okay. I go, it came from a very unlikely source. I ask when she'll be back. She says 30 minutes tops. I go, okay. I guess I will hop in the shower too. Listen, I am sorry. I do care about you. I'm trying to make this work.
She's going to speed bathe this kid. She's going to have...
It's 30 minutes. How long does it take to wash a kid?
I don't know. I've never washed one.
The tub and then they want to play with the toy boat. And
it's 30 minutes. Her man's on the phone. Or on the email or Facebook. Facebook. She goes, okay, let's talk about when I'm back. I go, okay, see ya. I go, bye, see you in a bit. I go, would you prefer I call you Prisca or Belinda? She goes, any of them, because they are both my name. I go, I know, but which one is what those closest call you? She goes, Belinda. I go, as you wish. She's back. She wanted you want to talk about. I go, have you been adding guys so you can see anybody, so you can see somebody closer to home? She goes, no, I'm just adding them for adding them's sake. They sent me requests and I accepted. Don't even know them. Don't even talk to them. I talk to those I know already. Why are you worried? I accepted that. Why are you worried? I accepted their request. Because I have feelings for you. I see your friends list doubles in a few days, with mostly single guys. And I'm not even on that page. What do you expect me to think?
Yeah, actually, really.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a bunch of bullshit right here.
I would be so pissed.
Fake Davin is not happy.
No.
Nor is real Davin, for that matter.
Well, real fake Pip is annoyed for fake Davin. I'm confused.
That's kind of, it's fun. You know, it's like I say, up and down, up and down. 1 minute, oh, well, it could be love. If she's that much in love with you, why can't you go on that page and be friends on that page?
I don't know, John.
And she's adding guys. And she's adding guys. And then she's sitting there that it's not a big deal. If it's not a big deal, why can't it be the friend on the page?
Yeah.
Now, she might go in saying that she's special, he's special, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to be one of the ones that are lopped in there because what we have is special. All horseshit, of course. But
yeah.
Nobody can feel that way about him. So I go. Always works out badly for me in these stories.
this segment, yes.
Most certainly
aren't
is.
That good.
No, these are not good.
I mean, the things have been going pretty good for the past month.
Fake Davin's not pleased.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.